I think that people will draw different, obviously, conclusions from the weekend's events. Many people were out to mark the centenary of the Easter Rising. Many more were out to mark not only the Rising, but also the Proclamation. And I think, you know, anybody who was at Drumbow or in any of the events that I was at in Donegal, there's unfinished business, and we do need a government. We need it all up and running. We need them to deal with these issues that are plaguing society, whether they're housing or the health crisis or the homeless crisis, the mortgage arrear crisis. There's so many of them that are, you know, allowing our own people to suffer unduly. So I think that people will take notice of that there. It was an opportunity for politicians to be engaged with the public again after the election in big, big numbers. So I think that will have an impact in terms of, you know, making sure that what needs to be done, as everybody knows, because the elections happened, the numbers have been decided, and everybody knows that one way or another, the only kind of government formation that can happen is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Do you think the weekend events will evoke a responsibility among TDs to not ignore perhaps political ideals by leaders in 1916?
Well, to tell you the God's honest truth, I don't. When it comes to, you know, the two parties that will form the next government in one way or another, whether it's in coalition or whether it's support from the minority, I don't see any indication of those parties standing up to fulfil what was the vision of 1916. I don't believe that they have policies or a platform that will ensure that we cherish all of the children of the nation equally, or that the resources of Ireland belong to the Irish people. I think, to tell you the God's honest truth, that they're embarrassed of the proclamation, because it reminds people of what this country was supposed to be founded on.